Josh Shipp said, you either get bitter or better. It's that simple. You either take what has been dealt to you and allow it to make you a better person, or you allow it to tear you down. The choice doesn't belong to fate. It belongs to you. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. You know, everyone at some time faces bitterness. The death of a loved one, a divorce, sickness, job loss, or a betrayal can rock your very being and send you into a pit of bitterness, self-pity, and defeat. For many, the feelings are just temporary. But for some people, bitterness overcomes them, and it becomes part of their lives, something they can't get rid of, what they talk about all day and the central focus of their lives. They just never seem to get better. We all know people like this. They can't get over their divorce, the loss of a child, the financial setback, losing a job or their home. It's all they think about, and it's all they worry about, and they blame God. How about you? Have you been going through life bitter and angry? Have events of the past clouded your hope for a bright future? Do you find it difficult to even get up in the morning? Do you wake up to, good God, it's morning, instead of, good morning, God? Then you need to make a decision to get better, not bitter. As Christians, we are not promised a pain-free life. Bad things will happen to good people, but he does offer us hope and a way out. There's an old saying, God didn't promise days without pain, laughter without sorrow, or sun without rain. But he did promise strength for the day, comfort for the tears, and a light for the way. If God brings you to it, he'll bring you through it. If we turn to him. In Isaiah 41:10, God offers to strengthen us. Do not fear, I am with you. Do not be anxious, I am your God. I will strengthen you, I'll give you help, I'll uphold you with my victorious right hand. In 2 Corinthians 1:3, God offers comfort, compassion, and encouragement. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and God of all encouragement, who encourage us in our every affliction. And God's word is a lamp for my feet, a light for my path, you'll read in Psalm 119. You know you can do this, my friend. Turn to God in prayer and ask him to help you find wisdom in the bitterness, comfort when your emotions get the best of you, and to light the way to a happier life. It won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Decide right now to choose getting better over getting bitter. I'll be praying for you, my friend. This is Tony Agnese.